It's lunchtime on a Monday, and the Cocina del Valle in downtown Basalt is packed. Mario Alverde is manager.
It's amazing. It's been like that all since day one. Day one, Friday at 5 o'clock, people were outside waiting for us to open the door. So they were hungry for Hispanic food.
The establishment opened April 24th. Alverde circles the restaurant, visiting with customers as they snack on chips and salsa. He reads a long list of menu items.
Especially the house, parrillada latina, carne asada, fajitas, your choice, chicken or beef.
It's Basalt resident Justin Davis's first time to the restaurant.
I think I'm going to go with the carne asada burro, which is right down my alley.
The restaurant is unique because of its business model and its roots. It's the result of a partnership with the Manaus Fund's Valley Settlement Project. The project's parent mentor program puts adult volunteers in area schools 4 days a week. On the fifth day, participants learn life skills, like financial literacy. Program participants started the restaurant after hearing a talk about building business by Manaus Fund founder George Stranahan. Manaus Executive Director John Fox Rubin picks up the story.
A number of them said, well, gee, we love to cook, and we love sharing our cuisine, so maybe we should start a business. And George encouraged them to do so and helped them form Cocina del Valle LLC.
Manaus is providing investment money, and the restaurant runs as a cooperative, so every employee is a member or owner. Fox Rubin says the idea is to help immigrant families reach their goals.
It's really to foster the Valley Settlement's mission of helping new members of our community integrate and settle and become, you know, active members of our population.
Back inside the bustling restaurant, Alma Guzman takes a quick break from taking orders. She's part of Valley Settlement's parent mentor program, so she volunteers at schools in the mornings and works at the restaurant in the afternoon.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to know a lot of things about cooking, and then it may be good for my family too, financial.
Though many of the employees know how to cook, most are just learning the other side of the business, which involves interacting with the public. Manager Mario Alverde.
They're learning, they have skills how to cook, so now the second step is just go forward with this project. We're doing so well, and like they said, the ladies know how to cook. Now we're learning to serve.
The space the restaurant fills downtown has seen eateries come and go, each struggling to make it. Alverde is confident Cocina del Valle will break that trend.
I look at it as a business. If you make good food, good service, you have to be successful. So that's why we try to provide everybody, make them feel like home with good food. We have to do things right here.
Besides the restaurant, the co-op members also own a catering company with the same name. Marcy Quiven, Aspen Public Radio News.